A clinical psychologist has likened the treatment given to young people at Lake Alice Psychiatric Hospital in the 1970s to tactics used by those such as the Nazis' secret police, the Gestapo. The Royal Commission into Abuse and Care has heard from survivors who were given electric shock treatment as punishment while in the child and adolescent unit. They were also subjected to high doses of drugs and sexual abuse. Our reporter Andrew McRae has been at the hearing.
Expert witness Dr. Barry Parsonson says the electric shock treatment was a form of torture, not the aversion therapy claimed by the lead psychiatrist, Selwyn Leakes.
I mean, the only people who did that were state organs of terror, namely the Gestapo is a good example.
That would give someone electric shocks to the genitals?
Yes. I've read of people who received that sort of treatment from the Gestapo.
He says what happened at Lake Alice never met the basic criteria of aversion therapy.
At the very least, the actions of Dr. Leakes and the unit staff was an abuse of power and medical authority, an unjustified assault on the human dignity and rights of the young persons, and an inhumane regime of maltreatment that induced fear, anxiety and terror.
Dr. Parsonson says there was nothing therapeutic about the so-called treatment.
But as a means to punish a range of behaviours they deemed as undesirable, though through the intentional use of force to induce pain as a punishment.
Brian Nichols spent 6 months in the Lake Alice unit at the age of 12. He says he received ECT many times, which was always unmodified, that is, without a muscle-relaxing anaesthetic.
Well, the nurse would come down and drag me upstairs. I was often so petrified that I'd saw myself. They would put a mouth guard in my mouth and hold me down while Dr. Leakes gave me ECT. The ECT would give me vicious pains in my head and make me feel dizzy. As it continued, the pain got worse. My arms and legs flailed about. It was absolute agony.
Kevin Banks is another survivor of Lake Alice. He received up to 70 electric shocks to his head, legs, arms and genitals over the 2 years he was in the unit. His evidence was read to the inquiry by lawyer Francis Joychild QC.
Dr. Leakes would start on low and then turn the dial to high. On low, it was like little sledgehammers hitting my head, and they got bigger sledgehammers as the dial turned up. On high, the pain was like razor blades cutting through my head. The head was worse for pain than the arms and legs, though getting it on them was still enough to absolutely stun you.
Mr. Banks says getting electric shocks on his genitals was horrific and like hot needles going into his testicles. He says he wants police to charge Dr. Leakes, even if he's age 92 and infirm.
He showed no sympathy for us and our vulnerability, and he's had the benefit of a good free life ever since he left Lake Alice.
Mr. Banks says he went into the unit with no mental illness, but since leaving, he's suffered depression, PTSD and memory loss as a result of his time in Lake Alice.